It's Tuesday, January 23rd, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday marked the 45th year since the United States Supreme Court legalized abortion in America, unleashing a worldwide Holocaust that resulted in a billion deaths in this country and around the world. On January 22, 1973, 7 Supreme Court justices, 5 of whom were appointed by Republican Presidents Nixon and Eisenhower, voted to legalize abortion in all 50 states. Their names were Harry Blackmun, Warren Burger, William Douglas, William Brennan, Potter Stewart, Thurgood Marshall, and Lewis Powell. Representative Steve King from Iowa gave a pro-life speech before Congress in memory of Roe v. Wade and the Henry Hyde Amendment banning all federal funding of abortion.
Human life is sacred in all of its forms. You stipulated that. Second is, and it begins at the moment of conception. Your silence has stipulated that. And so we have the whole argument wrapped up here, packaged in this today. We need to defend human life in all of its forms. It's God's gift to His creation. It's our obligation to defend it.
America's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, has released its most recent report for fiscal year 2016-2017. The organization records its largest income source, a full 37%, comes from federal and state governments. According to the report, Planned Parenthood killed 321,000 babies last year, down 2% from the previous year. God's people continue to hold to the promise of Psalm 5, "You shall destroy them that speak falsehood. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man." Every House Republican and almost no Democrats voted for the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act last Friday. The bill, which requires healthcare workers to provide medical care for a child born alive after an abortion attempt, passed the House by a vote of 241 to 183. It will move on to the Senate, where it will most likely die, but for a supernatural act of God. Both the Senate and House voted to end the government shutdown on its third day, with the promise that a compromise bill on child immigrants could be hammered out by February 8th. The government shutdown came after Democrats and Republicans in Congress reached an impasse on the spending bill, in lieu of the fact that the Congress has yet to pass a budget for 2018. At issue is the Democrats' commitment to President Obama's policy called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. The Democrats in Congress do not want the Trump administration to discontinue the policy that would allow children who arrive illegally in America under 16 years of age to continue their public education and work in the American labor market. Young people are not growing up as fast as they used to. Scientists who work with Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne, Australia, have issued a report concluding that adulthood now begins at 24 years of age. They point out that the average male enters his first marriage at 32 and a half years of age, and for women, at 30.6 years of age. The first ever, quote-unquote, marriage of men living in unnatural relations was conducted at West Point Military Academy on January 13th, according to a disturbing report in the New York Times. 20 government agents raided a Chinese church in the Ningxia region last week, closing down the assembly of about 40 Christians. China Aid reports that the church was told to register with the official Three Self Patriotic Church and submit to its regulations. Also, 2 pastors have been fined over $1 million for their part in administering a church in the Guizhou district. One of the pastors, Mr. Yang, has been subjected to torture for a year and has also been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. Philippians 1:29 says, "For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in Him, but also suffer for His sake." An extensive University of Austin study on 12,000 5-year-old kids found that spanking has detrimental short-term effects. The correlative problems that the authors of the study pointed to were such things like arguing, fighting, getting angry, and acting impulsively in the 6 to 8-year-old range. However, World Magazine pointed out that the kids who need the most spankings are often, quote, predisposed to have a strong will, end quote. and ongoing problems at 6 to 8 years of age is hardly a surprise. Notwithstanding, God's word still speaks with the most authority. Proverbs 13:24 says, "Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, January 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.